Coach Nick Moser, Fort Dyess Dodger football. Coach, you know, we talked back when you were officially hired. We talked back in the spring, and you said, you know, that this job has been a dream of yours since you were a kid. Your dad was the head football coach here. You worked for Matt Miller for, you know, 10, 11 years as an assistant. That dream now becomes a reality. Walk me through how you feel going into your first game as the head coach this Friday night.
You know, the best thing right now is I think our kids are working unbelievably hard. So that makes the job easier. You know, I've got nerves, and you have nerves every you know, 6 days before your first game, whether you're an assistant coach or the head coach, because you've got a lot of unknowns. You just don't know where you're going to be at. And this year, more so than a lot, we haven't had as much time with kids as what we usually have. You know, I kind of joked with my dad. I'm coaching right now very similar to how he did. They show up on August 1st or August 3rd this year, and you go. In years past, you know, you get first contact with them June 1st, and you get 2 months before you really start. So it's been a little bit different. We're maybe a little bit behind where we normally are at, maybe at this time of year, just because we haven't had as much contact with them. But the kids have picked a lot of stuff up. They're working extremely hard, and we're excited. After last night's scrimmage, you know, I think all of our players right now are ready to see a different colored jersey across from them than ours.
Yeah, hit somebody different.
Yeah, you know, you just get to a point where, you know, you run against the same colored jersey, and that gets old after a while. And we've got a lot of ones versus ones. We've done maybe not as much scout work as what we've done in the past because we're replacing 18 starters right now.
Sure.
And we've got to get them as close to game situations as possible, and we've put them in those situations in practice.
Yeah, and you mentioned that too there, you know, not only having a shorter amount of time, but, you know, so many new faces and new places on the field with 18 new starters. You know, you guys are, and I went to your inter-squad scrimmage last night, and to be honest, I saw some positive things. I was impressed, number one, by how in sync your offense was. I felt with that many new guys and 3 weeks into the season, you guys would be out of sync. The timing would be off a lot of that, especially with what you guys do out of the spread. But, you know, I got to say, other than once or twice in the time I was there, you guys executed pretty well offensively.
Yeah, I was pleased last night. I think both offensively and defensively, we walked off the field and felt, you know, better maybe than we did before. That's been the thing with this crew, whether it's offense or defense, especially maybe more so on the offensive end, every day I felt like we've gotten better. And, you know, that's easy for a coach to say that you need to get better every day, but I think this group has really taken that. We scrimmaged last Saturday. It was the first full days in pads. We scrimmaged then. We were better last Saturday than we were the Wednesday before when it was the first day of helmets and shoulder pads. We were better last night than what we were last Saturday. I'm hoping next Friday we're better than what we were last night.
Sure.
So we still have a ways to go, and we have, you know, 4 days really to figure it out. We've got, you know, film work tomorrow that the kids will come in and watch the scrimmage from last night. They'll watch as much Ames as what we can get. They have a new coach, so we're going to be a little bit limited on what we actually have for Ames. And that's okay. I'm not so much worried about Ames right now as I am just us doing what we need to do.
Absolutely.
So I was pleased last night. I thought our offense maybe started a little bit slower than what I wanted, and we can't start slow next Friday. But I think as the scrimmage went on, they picked it up and did a really good job.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting, too. You know, you're replacing your starting quarterback, Osley Thorson, last year. We talked in the spring, you know, about a quarterback battle between Carson Peterson and Dylan Zimmerman. Was very impressed with Peterson's command of the offense at this point. I mean, 3 weeks in. At this point, have you made a decision, or are you, you know, is that something that's going to be more or less a Thursday decision for you?
Yeah, and the funny thing, you mentioned Dylan. Dylan's actually playing middle linebacker for us and hasn't taken many reps at quarterback.
Okay.
That was actually Connor Carver was our
okay.
quarterback.
All right. Sophomore. He's wearing 16.
Dylan switched numbers. He's number 8.
Okay. So you're going to have to get me an updated roster. I was looking around like, who is 90? 90's not on this roster. I don't know who these guys are.
Yeah, so that was actually Connor Carver was the other quarterback.
Okay.
He's a sophomore.
And he's a young guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Petey's done a really good job. The thing that I love about Petey, and maybe it's the thing that I also don't love about Petey, is Petey's fearless. At times, that's awesome. And at times, you know, it's kind of and I talked to Connor and Petey about this. My favorite player growing up was Brett Favre. Brett Favre was fearless.
Absolutely.
Petey's got a little bit of that fearlessness in him. And at times it's great. And then at times, you know, you come to the sideline and just shake your head. You're like, man, he goes, well, I think I could, I thought I could do that. Well, unfortunately, Petey's not Brett Favre. At least not right now. He's done a good job. He's a tremendous athlete. He will play on Friday. And Connor Carver, the sophomore, he will probably also play on Friday.
Series or two for him.
Yeah, Connor is going to be a great quarterback. He really is. He's just a sophomore right now. He makes sophomore mistakes, and that's expected. But Connor wants to be a really good quarterback, and Connor will be a really good quarterback. At some point in time, people will be talking an awful lot about Connor Carver. He's done a great job. And right now, I don't know if I can tell you who our starting quarterback will be on Friday. I really can't. They've both done enough in the 3 weeks that we've had them that they are both going to probably take snaps on Friday.
Okay.
To say who our starter is right now, I know which way I'm probably leaning, but I don't know if I can tell you right now who that guy is.
Okay. So we're looking to play two quarterbacks on Friday.
Yep. You'll see both of them in at some point in time on a Friday.
Nick Moser, the Fort Dodge football coach, my guest here. His first game of his tenure coming up on Friday night as the Dodgers host Ames. We'll have that game on our sibling station, 92 Rock. I'll have the call that game, 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:45 pregame. Coach, you know, you talked about Peterson, and as I said, I was impressed with Carson Peterson, or as you call him, Petey. I was impressed with his command of the offense. I think he understands what you expect out of him. He is undersized. Any concerns about his lack of size and being able to see over the line, things like that?
Yeah, and that's if you see us next Friday, we're going to look a little bit different than what we've looked in the past. We're going to be a little bit more of a rollout team than maybe what we've been in the past.
Try to get him out of the pocket.
Yep, because he is. He's a very good athlete, and what he does best is he throws the ball on the run really well.
I noticed that last night, too.
And we've got to put him in a situation where we get him there. The part where maybe our quarterbacks have struggled a little bit is just a pure drop back game. And that's not so much, Petey being short or whatever. When I give them four options, it's a little bit more difficult for them to understand you've got four options as opposed to when I roll them out and they only have two or three options.
Sure.
It's easier for them. The game will progress to them where I can put them in a drop back situation. They can see a coverage and they can understand where they need to go with the ball. And I don't know if we're quite there yet. We're getting there. They get better at it. We're absolutely putting them in that situation in practice. But they've had times where, you know, the defense has done a really good job against them in that look. And we need to put them in a situation this Friday to definitely be successful.
I agree with that too. And you talk about, you know, progressions. You've got guys who are new to playing quarterback at this level pretty much. And so you want to try to simplify things. And you've got the luxury to be able to simplify that, and that is to just turn around and hand the ball off to Deshaun Clayton. Deshaun carried it a few times last night while I was there. Obviously limited his reps. Yep. You know what you have with Deshaun Clayton.
Yeah.
Is he healthy and ready to go? He looked healthy to me last night.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was my plan last night. We did. Deshaun maybe got 6 or 7 carries. I don't need to see Deshaun any more than that right now. I know where Deshaun's at. And if you want to actually talk about you know, just camp and practices, this is the best I've ever seen Deshaun look.
Okay.
He's as healthy as he's ever been. He's, you know, he's 6 foot, he's 225 pounds. He looks at times, he looks like a man against, you know, boys. And,
sure.
And I'm hoping when we play another team, he looks like that as well. He is a big, physical, quick back. And yeah, absolutely. Deshaun is going to be a huge weapon for us, not only in the run game, also in the pass game.
Yeah, he
catches the ball extremely well. Deshaun's going to be a huge part of our offense.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's no secret. We're not giving anything away. Everybody who follows football, Class 4A football in Iowa, knows about Deshaun Clayton when he's healthy. 700 rushing yards in about six games last year. And that six that he appeared in, that's not, you know, a lot of those six, a couple of those six, he didn't play more than a couple series.
Yeah. If you look at it, I think Mason City played last year, and I think he had three carries.
Yeah.
I mean, we shut him down awfully early because he wasn't healthy then. So he had three carries, and he maybe had 60 yards on three carries. But I'm expecting Deshaun to have a great year.
Sure.
He looks really good right now. Physically, he looks really good. Mentally, he's been really good.
I saw him out running on the road the other day too. So he's, you know, he's putting in work to be ready, and which is certainly important. And you know, with him, you know, he's going to be a guy that you're going to have to rely on, especially early while you're breaking in, you know, some new guys and that kind of thing. Receiver, you lost a lot at that position, but you've got some guys I think that can step in and fill that, some of those voids. Tyler Schreier, I thought, looked good last night in the scrimmage. I think he's a guy that's going to kind of, you're going to lean on at receiver. And I tell you what, Coach, Javian Jondal, absolutely, I think, can be a star. I think that's a household name by the time he's done here. And, you know, you never want to put the expectation. I don't want to say he's the next Tyson Kershaw, because you don't want to put a two-time All-State guy, put expectations like that on a young kid like Jondal. But a guy with a tremendous amount of upside for you, I think.
Yeah, Tyler's been really good for us. Tyler is a difference maker, because when Tyler has the ball in his hands, Tyler, I believe, is probably the fastest kid in the state. He can flat out run.
Yeah, he can.
So when he has the ball in his hand, we have a potential, whether it's a 5-yard hitch route or if it's a sweep, he has a potential to bust one. And I'm hoping, you know, Friday, he turns a sweep play into a 60-yard touchdown. I'm hoping he turns a 5-yard hitch into a 30-yard pass play. Tyler is absolutely going to be a big part of our offense.
He's also going to return kicks.
Yeah, he'll return kicks. He'll return punts.
Saw him break a couple of those last year.
Yep. You know, other receivers, Bradley Vedraska is doing a really good job for us. 81.
I saw him last night.
He's got some shake to him. Does a good job. Amaris Harris is just really consistent for us on the outside. He's a great blocker. He does a really good job. Javion has the potential to be very good. And I've talked to him about it a lot. Really, the sky's the limit for Javion. If Javion wants to be, a Division I football player, Javion has that potential. If he wants to be one of the best wide receivers in the history of Fort Dodge, he has that potential. There's glimpses that you see of him that you go, wow, that was unreal.
Yeah.
And then there's glimpses of you see of him and you go, wow, that was a sophomore mistake. So he's a fun kid to coach. He has a huge upside. He will absolutely be a big part of our offense too. And I love coaching the kid, and he just keeps getting better with every rep. And there's things he needs to work on. He hasn't by any means arrived yet.
Yeah.
But he's gonna be a good player for us.
Absolutely. And I think he's gonna be a guy that we're gonna see as a sophomore. There's gonna be weeks where he looks great and he's kind of an impact and a story, and there's gonna be other weeks where he doesn't, because that's what kids do when they're sophomores and in that situation. And you mentioned, you know, he needs some polish, but you've got the clay is there to be molded, as they would say.
Yeah, and the good thing, and you know, also the frustrating thing at times when you're a sophomore, you're not expected to do a lot. Not a lot of people know who Javion is, especially early. But by week 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
you will.
They will.
Yeah.
And so he has the potential to be a very good player.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw that last night. I love the natural ability, the ability he has to high point the ball. You know, he's a tough guy to cover, that kind of thing. Let's talk a little bit about your offensive line. You know, you're replacing a lot all over the field, but your offensive line actually has some kind of pieces that you're familiar with. You've got some guys back that you were missing last year to injury and that kind of thing. Talk a little bit about what you expect out of the starting offensive line group and who we can expect on Friday.
Yeah, you know, our offensive line starts with Sawyer Springer. He was a kid that was banged up last year. Actually, is going to be his third year starting for us at center. Was banged up a majority of the last year. So it's great to see a healthy Sawyer Springer right now, too. He starts everything for us. At guards, we'll probably have two sophomores playing. Colin Munner and Tyler Nichols, I'm sorry, will be our two guards. Munner runs really well. He's an athletic guard. And Nichols is kind of that, you know, meat grinder type. He's going to play well downhill. Does really good on double teams. He's a 285-pound sophomore. He's a good-looking kid. Both of them are going to grow every week. Both of them have grown tremendously in the past 3 weeks of practice. But if they're not better against Mason City than they were against Ames, we're doing something wrong. They're sure that you're going to see growth every week. You also have, you know, other kids that guards. Johnny Astor is a junior who's come back from a little bit of an injury this summer. Very smart kid. Does everything right mentally. He's just got to work himself into doing everything right physically. He's done a really good job for us. He's going to be in the mix there. At tackles, we're maybe a little bit more of a work in progress right now at tackle position. You got two seniors, Jacob Baker and Jacob Totten. They'll probably both see time on a Friday night. And then you have two juniors, Jake Wagner, who played a little bit for us last year at guard. We moved him to tackle. He's maybe a little bit undersized, but he runs really well. He's an aggressive kid. And then Kale Mason. And Kale Mason is really an interesting story. He's a kid that as a freshman actually played quarterback.
Oh, wow.
He's a junior now, and right now he's 6'3", 235 pounds. He's grown into a very big kid, and he's a project for us. He's a project for Dan Adams, and Dan is doing a great job with him. But he's a kid that we talked an awful lot about last spring and said the spot where he's going to get on the field the soonest and the spot that he's probably going to end up being the best for us as an offensive lineman.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got to try to figure out. He would be listed, if this was a college program, he'd be listed as an athlete, and you're trying to figure out a position to plug him into. Coach Dick Boser, Fort Dodge football, my guest. We'll talk a little bit about defense here. Young defense, replaced four linebackers, replaced two defensive linemen, two defensive backs, too. So a lot of new faces over there. Prashawn Mosley, I know, is probably a guy that you're counting on to kind of be the star of your defense, at least in that front seven. Showed flashes last year, brilliance. Showed flashes the other way, too, at times. But a guy that I did not see on the field, I saw him on the sideline last night. I assume that just trying to limit the reps so that he doesn't get hurt, or is he coming into the season with an injury? Give me the build lowdown.
Prashawn played last night.
Okay,
he played, and when Prashawn is good, Prashawn is very good.
Yeah,
he does. He is extremely quick. Johnny Koenig, our D line coach, has done a great job with him. Blake Kelly's done a great job with him. When he is good, he is a very good player. And we just need to see more of that good from him all the time. You know, the sophomore year, we need to move past the sophomore year, and we need to see him being, you know, having great energy.
A little more consistent.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's shown glimpses of it in camp. When he goes, he's awfully hard for our offensive line to block. And I think he's going to be awfully hard for other offensive lines to block. If you go our D line, I think our D-line has the potential to be very good. Caden Lynch probably will play the other defensive end position. He's a 6'4", 220-pound kid. He looks the part extremely well. You know, big old beard. He looks like he's 25 years old. I mean, he looks like a grown man. He runs well. He's physical. He uses leverage well. He understands, you know, hand placement really well. He's going to be a good defensive end for us. At nose, you know, Rico Jolly played a lot of defensive end for us. He's a kid that's probably 25 pounds heavier right now than he was last year.
To move him inside.
He'll play nose. He'll also play end. We really will probably play six or seven defensive linemen in a game. You have those three. You have a junior in Ashton Patrick who will play nose for us, who's just a real tough kid. He's a Fort Dodge kid. He's a kid that you may not see his name in the paper, but he's going to make a lot of stuff happen for us on nose. Jace Ulrich will play a lot of end for us, could play some nose for us.
Did he also play fullback last night? I thought that was him.
He did. You just asked who number 90 was.
Yeah, it was him.
Jace Ulrich is number 90.
Is that something we're going to see more out of? Or
yeah,
is that something you were just kind of
playing around? We're playing around with it a little bit.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, we'll see. I guess I can tell fans if they want to, you know, see what we're going to look like come to the game on Friday.
I did like some of that, and I do like kind of the two-back look that I saw. We saw more of that last night than we really saw last year because you had four receivers you need to get on the field last year.
Yep.
You know, it's a little different, but I do like that dynamic, and I think in third and short, fourth and short, you know, goal line situations, I think that can be a weapon for you.
Yeah.
I have always liked the fact that you are innovative offensively.
Yeah, and the probably the best line I've heard, and it actually came from my dad, is, you know, dance with the one that you brought.
Yeah.
And we're going to do that. You know, you get on Twitter and you get on that, and it seems like every Des Moines school right now is getting a transfer from somewhere. We're not.
Yeah.
We're a homegrown Fort Dodge team. We have a Fort Dodge mentality that we're going to be a tough team, and we're going to be a tough out for teams. And that's really got to be our mentality, is that the kids that are playing right now, they played football with each other in fifth grade. They played football with each other in sixth, seventh, eighth grade. We are who we are, and we have no, you know, magic wand where we can wave right now and bring in a four-star, you know, recruit that's going to go to Kansas State to play quarterback. We don't have that.
That sounded very specific. I'm going to have to look up who that is, because that sounded very specific. Like, there's an opponent who maybe has done that somewhere down the line.
Well, you want to talk about, you know, we haven't talked about COVID at all, but Class 4A football right now is kind of the Wild West.
It is.
With transfers and everything. And I get it. If I was a high school senior and I lost my senior season
in another state,
in another state, now I would have probably had a hard time telling my parents that I'm going to move to Iowa from Colorado or Kansas to play high school football. I don't know if that would have flown, but the Class 4A right now is a Wild West show. Just wait. If you think things are changing, wait till Monday. There could be another kid that moves into our state and
that's
goes.
The thing about Ames too, being, you know, Iowa State University being there and it being, you know, a lot of moving parts there too. That could be something that we see from them, too, where they've got some guys that we don't know they have or weren't necessarily expecting to there. But I do feel good. I feel better after seeing you guys last night and seeing some of the bright spots. And yeah, there are some things to work on, and you're going to be a work in progress. I understand that. But after seeing you guys last night, I feel better going in than I did, you know, 3 weeks ago, because all I had then was to look at paper and, you know, look at the roster and, okay, I don't know who this guy is. He didn't really play much last year. You know, I had to bring the roster last night because there's so many new guys that we didn't see much out of.
Yeah, and we were talking defense a little bit. You said we're replacing four linebackers. Yeah, we are. We're replacing four really good linebackers from last year. The thing that people don't understand, though, we had four very good linebackers last year, but you want to talk about the linebackers that were behind him, Thomas Daniel and James Daniel, in a lot of years, are going to be coming into their senior year as a two-year starter. They were just behind.
All-state, all-district guys.
Yeah, they were behind really good players. Thomas and James Daniel are going to be tremendous linebackers.
Who else are we going to see? Because are you going 3-4 or are you going to go back?
We'll still be a 3-4.
Okay.
Dylan Zimmerman is...
Right. You mentioned he's moving the linebacker.
Yep. Dylan's going to play inside for us. Dylan does a great job. Dylan is a long, rangy kid. He's not a 230-pound guy that runs downhill real well, but he's a 6'2", 185-pound guy that runs sideline to sideline really well. Other linebackers that you'll see, Matt Searles Davis is a senior, who will probably get the nod on Friday, but we'll probably have some other kids that end up playing inside as well. Colin Glesney is a junior, and Colin, you know, we talk about Fort Dodge kids. Glez is that Fort Dodge kid. He is a tough kid. He loves contact, and at the linebacker position, he loved that. And really, all of our linebackers love contact, and the best thing about it right now is they've gone up against Daeson Clayton. They're not going to go up against a bigger or better back on a Friday night than what they're doing right now.
Yeah, bigger, stronger guy, and that kind of thing, yeah.
Ben Eagley is an outside kid that does everything right. He's Levi's younger brother. He's a junior. It's going to be hard for us to keep a Ben Eagley off the field. He just does everything, you know, extremely well. He runs well, probably runs better than Levi ever did. Not as big as what Levi was, but he runs extremely well. He's a wrestler. I love wrestlers that play football because they understand their body. They understand how to tackle. You know, I talk to a lot of parents. Yeah, you talk to a lot of parents whose their kid's a wrestler, and I say, come out for football, and they say, well, they're the same sport, especially defensively. If you can double leg a kid, you can tackle a kid.
Yeah.
If you can tackle a kid, you can double leg a kid.
Yeah.
So the two sports correlate really well, and Ben's done a great job for us. Moving to the defensive backfield, Sam Daniel is the third triplet, and Sam is a kid you're going to see all over the field.
Sure. Had a great year last year.
Yep. Sam is a very good athlete. He's a very good safety. He's a really good football player. And he's a kid that we're going to have, in multiple positions. He's a tremendous safety for us. We'll have a great year for safety for us.
Jerry Chatta's back at corner for you.
Jerry Chatta and D. Callahan, both back at corner. They both played a lot last year. D played maybe more so towards the end of the year, not as much at the beginning, but I feel really comfortable with both of them at corner. Tyler Schreier will play some corner for us. Tyler Schreier will be that kid that we put in and say, you cover him. You've got him man-to-man.
Take him on an island.
Yep, go. Jake Erickson, right now will probably be our other safety. But Jake is a kid that, if I told him you're playing middle linebacker this week, he'd go, okay.
Or running back.
Or if I said you're playing outside linebacker this week, he'd say, okay. And I think no matter where we put Jake Erickson, whether it's a safety or a linebacker, or, you know, we put him at defensive end, Jake Erickson is going to be one of our best defensive football players. So wherever we put him, and in week one, it's probably going to be safety. Jake Erickson runs alleys really well. Jake Erickson loves contact. He is kind of that throwback old school football player that plays one way. He plays hard, he plays aggressive, and he is physical. He is extremely physical.
He's a football player more than he is a position.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Whether we put Jake at running back or, like I said, linebacker, safety, Jake is going to play physical. He's going to play fast. He's going to play hard. He will be one of our leaders as a junior. He will be one of the leaders on our football team. Cody Cook right now is probably our fifth D-back. He can play safety for us. He can play corner for us. Again, he's a wrestler that does a great job with tackling. Is really kind of a sleepy athlete.
More athletic than he looks.
He does some stuff that there's a great play that goes out there and you're kind of waiting to see what happens when you get up from the pile and you go, who made that play? And you're like, oh man, it is Cody.
Yeah.
And Cody has done that all camp. Cody's going to be a kid that will play a lot of football for us on Friday nights, whether it's in the defensive backfield, special teams. He's going to play a lot of football, and he'll do a great job for us.
Coach Nick Moser has been my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Knox Coach's Corner. Looking forward to the season opener on Friday night as the Dodgers will host Ames. We'll have that game on 92 Rock. And Coach, good luck to you. Appreciate the time. And we'll certainly do it again throughout the season and look forward to talking more Dodger football. And good luck on Friday night and game one. I know you've been waiting on this a long time, and it's your time now. And so good luck going in on Friday night.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, there you go. That's Nick Moser.